Amy couldn't contain her excitement. She was totally freaking out. There was that same frisson she'd felt when the portal opened, only 10 times stronger when she passed through into the dense, moist air of the new world. Her high-heeled, strappy shoes immediately sunk deep into the muddy ground, and she had to step out of them. She barely noticed. The air was warm, too. Much warmer than fall in New York, and her white shirt immediately began to stick to her body, making her wish she'd worn a bra. But she spared no thoughts to modesty as she watched intensely, fascinated and disgusted as the Allosaur continued to rip open the carcass of the Stegosaurus she'd saw it kill and root around for more muscle, flesh, and organs to consume. She lost all track of time staring at the macabre scene, but it probably wasn't that long before she was jostled out of it by Magnus shaking her arm. "Amy! Amy, snap out of it! This isn't a nature show. He might have friends."
"Allosaur, I don't hunt in packs. Solitary hunters, like Bengal tigers," she responded automatically, her gaze still transfixed.
"Good to know," he said. "But there are plenty of other predators and mosquitoes as big as hawks, so let's get back to the lab. I don't even know how long the portal will stay open. It takes a lot of power, and I've never let it run this long before."
"Oh," Amy said, nonplussed. She blinked her eyes. She imagined being stuck here. No more Helen, no more cheesecake, and a lifespan of around 2 days. "Let's go back, then."
"Good idea," agreed Magnus, rolling his eyes. God, he could be smug sometimes, Amy thought. "You go first. Run back to the portal."
"Where is it?"
"Right behind you. Can't you see the outline of the lab?"
"No,"
she said. "What?" he ejaculated, turning rapidly around. "No, it's there, plain as day. You were fucking with me again, weren't you?"
"Little bit," she confessed.
"Go. I'll cover you."
"But..."
"Go," he said manfully. Arguing wouldn't get them home any faster, so glad once again that she'd shed the heels, she ran, knowing the motion would make her well-formed ass bounce delightfully in her tight, sweat-drenched slacks as she ran, maybe exaggerating the motion just a tad for Magnus's edification. Magnus waited a few moments to make sure there were no predatory dinosaurs attracted by her running. Then a few more moments of his own being attracted by her running. Then began his own much less appealing jog, his top gear, towards the portal, the lab, home, and the relative safety of New York City. Then he heard Amy's squeal of joy and saw her shapely ass swerve and cursed loudly and colorfully enough to make his father, who had been a bosun in the Navy, proud.